Hey everyone, it's Michael Sparks here, and it's our dealer, AMZL dealer training call, and it's Monday, July 7th, 2014. Hope everybody had an awesome 4th of July had a good time. This was this last weekend. Now it's time to get back to work. I think the year is about halfway over, getting pretty close. So that goal sheet that you filled out at the beginning of the year, we might need to go back and review that and see if we're tracking for those goals that we've been working on. First up, though, I got to tell you, this Todd Falcone training, I actually hadn't purchased any of it before. I had bought another CD set from him a couple of years ago, but this Black Book of Scripts. And along with that, that he gave some kind of discounted deal to buy the How to Win at the Game of Prospecting. And it's a 6-CD set, so I feel like I got a pretty good amount for my money. I think both of them together were like $120. But it's really a great training CD set. I'm on my first listen to it. I'm on like the third or fourth of the 6-set CD, and I'm going to probably have to listen to it 3 or 4 more times. It's really good. So if you haven't went to the littleblackbookofscripts.com and registered there, you can register for free and get a free script. And, of course, then they'll give you some discounted pricing on stuff and whatnot. So this is a great training for anybody that wants to get better at, getting more customers and accounts. What to say, when to say it, how to say it. Those things are all important and could be the difference between getting a customer and having a customer walk away. Tonight, I wanted to talk a little bit about the other AMZL products, and I got other in parentheses. Of course, they're all AMZL products. But the other products besides, everybody thinks about engine oils and transmission oils and whatnot. But there's a lot of great products that are add-on, or you can even think of them as promo type of products that you could be selling to your customers. And the key about this is to learn about them and then, of course, use them yourself and find out what the advantages of them. All products, I've never ran into an AMZL product that really didn't work as advertised. So if you read the advertisement on the AMZL website on the product, that was should be your first step. And then a couple of the products I know have what they call a product one voice, and there are even some webinars on other products that they have made in the past that you might be able to watch on the Dealer Zone. So with tonight, I'm going to go over a couple of products, and then I'm going to have a couple of dealers, and then maybe some others that like to chime in that come up with something that would like to talk about which products that they happen to like and whatnot. So the first one I have is the AMZL Miracle Wash and Waterless, the AMZL Miracle Wash Waterless Wash and Wax Spray. This product seems like how can it be possible you can spray something on your vehicle that is dirty and it will clean it without scratching it? I don't know how it works. It has some kind of special formula, but it really does work. I've introduced this to people at car shows, and I've introduced it at motorcycles. And this is a great add-on product for anybody because if they're traveling, they might not necessarily be able to find a car wash or bring all the stuff with them. They could carry this AMZL waterless car wash and polish and use it on their vehicles anywhere. So I've actually detailed my own vehicle with it. Not recently. I just use soap and water here at the house, but I have this to see how it works, and it's a great product, and you can add it on to any sale if you tell your customers about it. So obviously the first thing you want to do is purchase some and have a few cans on hand. Next thing you want to do is give it a shot, give it a try. You got a vehicle that, might be a little bit dirty and you want to do it, but and it really is. No water is required, and it'll make it clean, and it will wax it at the same time. It's pretty cool. Another product that I was going to talk about is the engine and transmission flush. And this one really should be a no-brainer as part of your inventory when you talk to customers. And I'm not making inventory that you're actually having to stock it. That's okay if you are. But if you're talking to switching a customer over to AMSOIL and they really have any miles at all on their vehicles, they should be doing the engine and transmission flush. It's great for removing sludge and varnish. It's built up from the use of petroleum-based products in an engine. And I've heard pretty much anybody with over about 50,000 miles, I pretty much make it a requirement that they really should use this. Also, you can go into automotive shops with the engine transmission flush because they might not even have a product that can do what this does. It's a additive-based product, which means it's really high concentration of the detergent additives that are in your oil already, and it won't cause any harm or harm to engines or seals, unlike a solvent-based product. A solvent-based product is like a kerosene, and it will actually damage the internals of your engine if you're not careful. There's really a good webinar in the dealer zone on the engine and transmission flush product. And if you've got a vehicle, it doesn't even hurt to use it if you're already using AMSOIL. Maybe you want to do it every couple of years just to say that you did it. It's not going to harm your vehicle in any way. If you buy a used vehicle, of course you want to use it, or you've got, equipment that you think might be giving you a problem, go ahead and use the engine and transmission flush. And, by using it, then you'll be able to tell your customers about it, of course. A couple other things tonight I've got on tap. I actually want to call on Chuck. Are you there, Chuck?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, Chuck Gottlieber, AMSOIL Direct Jobber. You're out of New Jersey. Give us one of your favorite add-on or other products.
My favorite add-on product would probably be the Motorcycle Octane Boost. It's MOBCN. It's something that works well for me. I use it all the time. So, I mean, it's a walking testimonial with me. I usually have a case with me, in the back of my truck all the time. I do a lot of riding with Harley Davidsons, with a lot of guys, and I just give it to them. It costs me $3.50 for one little bottle. It treats up to 6 gallons of gas. And, usually I give it to somebody, they put it in, and they feel, throttle response is so much better right away. It has a cleaner in there. It cleans the system while they're running through their fuel tank. It's something that really works well at low cost. Even if you couldn't give it away, you just wanted to say, "Give me $3.50 and try it." That's what I paid for it. Once they try it, it's something that they're going to continue to use. They're going to tell their friends about it. Their friends are going to want it. So, I mean, it's for something low cost that works very well, and they see a difference immediately. It's just something that I love to throw out there. I do motorcycle rallies. I usually bring 3, 4, 5 cases with me and sell them usually first day or two. They're all gone. I sell them for $5 a bottle. So I make $1.50 a bottle, and I also get new customers here and there from it.
What's the name of that one?
I'm sorry?
What's the name of it?
It's Motorcycle Octane Boost, and the product code is MOBCN. And it's a key.
And one bottle treats one tank of gas, right, Chuck?
Up to 6 gallons. And what it does is more or less that's for four-stroke.
Four-stroke, okay.
Yep, and it's going to bring them up 3 points. So if they're running a 93 octane, it brings up a true 3 points. So if they're running 93, they're going to be running 96 octane. If they're having problems with them, their bike's knocking or a little ping and something like that, it takes that right out because you're getting more octane. And like I said, for $3.50 is what we pay, and it's a no-brainer. I mean, I got a couple shops that usually get $6, $7 a bottle, and they go through it pretty fast. But it's something you can walk in, and a lot of shops that I go to, I don't know if we're going to use that. So I say, look, I'll leave a case here. If it sells, it sells. If it don't, no harm, no foul, I'll take it back. Usually next time I go back, it's gone. They say, "Oh, grab another case of that." So it's something that I walk in, and it's just another product that, people don't know about. And the Harley Davidson shops, they used to have Octane Boost, their own Harley Octane Boost. They stopped making it. So it's definitely a plus in that respect for me, where I have something to replace a product that used to be on the shelf. And now it's got an AMSOIL label on it, and they might water there. They're going to ask, "Oh, I didn't know you even had AMSOIL here." Now you got a little sales coming from it. So it's something I always keep with me. You know, I usually, even if I'm out riding, I have 4 or 5 bottles always in my saddlebag, and somebody says, hey, try this, see what you think. And usually I get a call back, and if I can get them on that, then they know that product works. They're going to maybe move into the oils for their cars, their bikes, and hopefully for everything they own. That's one of the things that I always throw out there, you know.
But do you have to be a motorcycle rider to have this product? Obviously, to use it, you pretty much have to be a motorcycle rider.
They have the motorcycle octane boost. They also have the other octane boost, the Dominator octane boost, I think it's called, for regular gas engines.
Yeah.
Have that, you know, if you get them on that, then they might like the other one, the Dominator octane boost. And then you're selling, you know, they might take a couple of bottles of that for their car or their truck. I think that's like $7.50 a bottle. And that shoots, I think, 20 gallons or something like that. But this is more formulated for motorcycles. I mean, it's you know, for high revs, and it's just formulated for motorcycles. Well, not even just motorcycles.
And it has a cleaner. And it has a cleaner in there, too. I know you talked about that, but that's just one thing that if you make sure to mention that.
It's going to bring the octane boost up. It's going to bring the octane rating up. It's going to bring up that as well as clean the system, get better fuel economy out of it on your bike if somebody's looking for better fuel economy. Most guys are just, you know, full throttle, twist the throttle, and go. Some guys are, you know, out cruising. They just want to get the best fuel economy. It's going to help them with that. And it's just a good product all the way around.
Yeah. Well, excellent, Chuck. Appreciate that. And I think that's a great product. I definitely use it myself and my motorcycle, and especially during hot weather, which is going to be a time that when you're going to have more of the knock or pre-detonation, and especially in an air-cooled bike, the hotter it gets, the more chance of having a knock or pre-detonation in there, pinging, I guess you want to call it. Having that available, I tell people even if they don't use it, you might get a tank of bad gas or whatever, just keep it with you, and you'll be able to add it in there anytime. So, cool. Next up, I got Brian Frambach. You on?
I sure am.
Hey, Brian. What's going on?
Oh, not a whole lot. Just figured I'd call in and check on the conference call tonight.
Appreciate you calling in. I know we had texted a little bit before it came on, so appreciate you being able to come on and tell us a little bit about some of your favorite products. You're a direct jobber out of Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and you've been an Anvil dealer for a couple of years now, what, about 4, I guess, maybe?
Yeah, I think that's right. Maybe 3, but it's somewhere in that range.
Yeah, awesome. And you do quite a bit of stuff with racing, don't you? You work with the what do they call that? Drifting.
Yeah, I do. I'm kind of probably like a lot of the AMSOIL folks. It's not that you have to be, but I am a gearhead for sure. And I just like cars, and I really am into them. And so, yeah, I do a lot with the drifting crowd, which if folks aren't familiar, that's just where people act like money grows on trees, and they go out and burn up perfectly good tires for a big show. So, anyhow, in that use, though, those cars get awfully hot. That is kind of, you know, I mean, the drift season is, you know, through the spring and summer, kind of into the fall a little bit, but it's definitely the winter time is the time to rebuild for all the mistakes that you made through the season. So anyway, they're exposed, and it's out in the daytime. It's not a night race like you might find at a dirt track or something like that. So, you know, you take a good July or August afternoon, and these guys are out there beating on those cars, trying to make as much smoke as they can. They have a tendency to get pretty hot. And one of the things that we've had pretty good luck with is the Dominator Coolant Boost. We recommend that to customers. And then as far as using it, I use it in my personal just get-around cars because come wintertime, it will actually make your heat blow hot air into the cab that much sooner. It just increases the efficiency between the radiator and the engine. And so definitely recommend it to racers and stuff to help bring their temperatures down. But in the same breath, you can say whatever you're pulling your race car with or, you know, your significant other's vehicle could also benefit from some coolant boost. And it's called Dominator Coolant Boost. The product code is RDCB. And I have it in my little Toyota Yaris. We have it in our Volkswagen Beetle. and it is phenomenal how much quicker we have heat come winter time. I mean, it's just amazing. I know that folks on the call don't know anything about my neighborhood, but you know, just I live in your normal neighborhood, and if I start my car, jot down my mileage, you know, because I keep up my business mileage, before I get out of my neighborhood, I will have heat. So it's phenomenal. I'm really just tickled about it. It's one of those things that you can see firsthand. So, and it's inexpensive. I mean, one bottle will easily treat our two little cars. The mix ratio is you use 1 ounce, and it's a 16-ounce bottle. You use 1 ounce per quart of 50-50 antifreeze mix. So we easily get our two cars treated with one bottle, and that is something you do want to revisit once a year. So I have mine set to freshen up every, like, September. You know, first part of the fall is when I try to freshen them up. But, I mean, one bottle lasts you all year for two cars. It's not like it's expensive, and you get to enjoy heat and that much sooner. So you're not freezing in the car. And there's also another benefit to that is the sooner the car gets warm, the more efficient it is, the more you save on gas mileage. And you're talking to a guy that has two vehicles that get over 40 miles per gallon, so I'm a little bit of a stickler when it comes to gas mileage.
That's a good thing. And a couple of things, too. I think it's a significant increase. It's like 30 or 40% of a time reduction on how fast your vehicle. I mean, it's noticeable. It's not like it's just a little bit. It's a big amount, right, Brian?
Oh, I cannot recommend it enough to the dealers that are on the call. If you haven't tried it before,
yeah.
I mean, you really do owe it to yourself to try it. I mean, A, you're going to reap all the benefits of it, but then you get to share those benefits with your customer, and then you get to reap them all over again. I tell you what, just, you know, I got the price list here. I was trying to look it up. Here we go. A bottle of it is $8.35. Throw it in your next order. It's the best $8.35 you'll spend. You will see it firsthand with your own eyes. And once that happens, you know what that does to you with sales. It gives you that confidence, the ability to go talk to people, you know.
Yeah. And the corrosion protection, which is, you know, a lot of people that have trouble with, you know, radiator, water pumps, anything like that, is corrosion is caused, and this is going to prevent that. So down the line, it may save you a heater core or a water pump or something like that, right?
That's absolutely right. Yeah, so you're looking at, you know, since I said, you know, our bottle will treat our two cars, you're going to have $4 a year for each car. Dude, that's the best insurance policy you could ever buy.
Exactly. Well, cool. Well, you got another couple products for us? Another one at least?
Oh, I just got one more kind of to expand on the whole gearhead thing. I've got an old 1986. Well, I mean, it's old to some, and then the others, they go, man, that's a baby. But I've got an 86 Ford Ranger. That's my little toy that I spend all my money on. And I used MPHD as a like a corrosion inhibitor on the frame and stuff. I put some fresh springs on it and all this other stuff. And I used it like an undercoat. And I tell you what, well, first of all, I love the smell of it. I don't know if anybody's used MPHD on here. I just dig the smell. I just like it. But I coated absolutely everything, you know, the top parts that you can't easily get to, like the top of my gas tank and then the top of the frame rails and stuff, that once that bed goes on, you don't really have a chance to get to again. I mean, my truck stays in the shop. I don't drive it in the rain because the seals on the doors and everything else are all rotted out anyway. It's just, it looks like crap, but it runs really, really good. And anyway, so it doesn't get exposed to rain or anything like that. So I'd say that this one treatment of MPHD is going to be all it'll ever need. But I've heard from other dealers that they do it once a year, you know, to just try to keep any kind of corrosion or anything from the winter salts and stuff at bay. But I use it all, I mean, all over. I know I went through a can on that Ranger just everywhere under the sun. As I'd remove a part and expose a piece of fresh metal that hadn't been exposed since that baby was rolled out of the factory, I'd hit it with some MPHD before I put it back together. And it's a real tacky, for those that haven't used it, you spray it on, the carrier evaporates off, and it leaves just it's kind of like a wax, like a hard wax. If you sprayed it on a piece of steel, you could probably take your fingernail and kind of drag across it. Imagine some wax on a piece of steel by the time it all dries. And it doesn't attract dust or anything like that, so you're not worried about it, you know, anything getting stuck to it per se. It just makes like a shell around it. Think of like an M&M. It's like that. It's that protective candy shell around your stuff. But, it, you know, it's a motorcycle chain lube. I sell it by the case to a local farmer who uses it on his combine. So, I mean, it's got a ton of uses, but, you know, just the gearhead thing. And I'm just trying to stick to things that I know personally that I use, and I use the MPHD as an undercoat on that Ranger.
And that's the heavy-duty metal protector. That's what that's called, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And I got a couple ones. I mean, that really is a good product, I like a couple of things I like about it is that you don't typically use a whole can right away. So that can kind of hangs around for a little while, you know. So if you got a farmer that has this and he likes it, he's gonna use it on something and he's going to stick it up on a shelf somewhere. And now you get to see AMSOIL as an advertisement or any other type of account. I've got my city account actually uses it to every year after they put up their salt equipment, they pressure wash it down, and then they spray HDMP on there as a protectant till next year to keep minimizing rust and everything. So I spray the trailer of my – I've got a 16-foot trailer and, you know, some of the paint's coming off, and I just spray heavy-duty metal protector on it. If I see a little bit of rust, you know, it just kind of stops it from rusting right there. And actually, I sprayed the rear pumpkin on my the cover on the rear differential of my last F-150, and it was still on there. Like 3 years later, I would look under there, and it was still, you could see the brown that it was hanging in there for 3 years. So it's really a great product, and I would suggest everybody, if they're going to do it, make sure you put a label on that can with your name and number, because that can, you know, like the motorcycle octane boost, you use it, you throw the bottle away. This thing here lasts a long time, huh?
Well, that's exactly right. This I've had mine on the shelf. Now, when I say I used a can, I really used up one can and then started another can. So it wasn't one can start to finish on that project, you know. But, yeah, I mean, I really do. I use it all over, just exactly like you're saying. You know, my trailer's got D-rings on it for hooking stuff to it. Man, I'll spray those D-rings down. I use it everywhere, and it's just a great can to have in your arsenal of junk that everybody's got in their shop. An MPHD belongs on that shelf of spray stuff. It definitely does.
What's the temperature rating for that? Like, what's the highest temp before it'll start, you know, like disintegrating or something like that? I mean, you can use it on
I don't know that. Well, I honestly don't know that. I mean, I know Michael's used it on that diff. I don't know what a diff gets up to, but, you know, there's going to be a little more heat there than, like, say, on my frame rail, so.
Exactly. Yeah, so I was just wondering. I mean, if you use it on your diff, I mean, it's still there 3 years later.
And I've used it on a motorcycle chain. I would imagine that gets kind of hot, you know, when it's going around, if you're going long distance. I use it all exclusively on my last motorcycle was a Triumph Sprint ST. And I had about 20,000 out of the chain, and the chain and sprockets were still in great shape at 20,000 miles. The chain was a little bit stretched, so I replaced the chain, but I kept the sprockets. They were still good. So it really does a good job protecting as far as that goes, too.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, cool, Brian. Appreciate that.
Absolutely. That's all I've got. I was going to talk about those, too, so that's all I've got.
Cool. Appreciate it. To go along with that, it's the same with the metal protector. I know we talked about that on the call before, but that's a great product to either give away or sell. We sell quite a bit at gun shows or any kind of boating shows and stuff like that. It's a great – it's like WD-40 times 10. That's what I tell people, but it's only about twice the price. So it's really a great value for what you get out of it because it really does work well. Unlike WD-40, it doesn't protect very well, and, you know, it's just a cheap product, whereas the AMSOIL metal protector is 10 times better than WD-40. Literally, it really is.
I'll add one thing just because that's kind of along the HD. Man, a ratchet strap and some regular metal protector, that's a match made in heaven. Because, you know, ratchet straps, they get stuck in the rain or thrown in the back of the truck or whatever. So some MP, some AMSOIL metal protector on that ratchet strap, on that ratcheting assembly, I'm telling you, it's a nice fit right there.
And you're right. And as far as advertising goes, if you took one of these into a shop and, you know, you put your name on the can, you put a label with your telephone number and your website or whatever, I guarantee that can will hang around that shop for at least a year. Unless they use it a lot, then they're going to call you to get more. But that's probably a pretty inexpensive advertisement when you're looking at in the world of advertising and hang around type of a product, because it just lasts so long. A couple last things I think are important. Engine fogging oil is a great one. That's good for any small engines, whether it's a motorcycle or water sports equipment, even classic cars that they put up, you know, for the season. Generators that are not used frequently, stuff like that. You could use this engine fogging oil. It's really a great product and will prevent any kind of rust and contamination in your intake system for those things. So that's a great add-on product. And I guess the last thing I want to talk about, I think, is really kind of a sleeper product, because this most people just don't understand, which is grease. I think if you're not selling grease or you're not using grease or whatnot, that you really should be, because grease is not all greases are created equally, as we just put that way. If you haven't watched the video that AMSOIL has out where they do the pound-out resistance, that tells a pretty good tale. Have people that have used the racing greases in their race cars and versus any other grease on the market, it's just like this is a night and day difference. I've heard of mechanics, typically the way they would, when you would change the bearings on your front axle, they would tighten it and spin the wheel. Well, with the AMSOIL grease, that wheel will spin, and it will actually even crack the races on the bearings, because that's how much better it is. You really have to be careful. I tell them, you know, if you're going to use the AMSOIL grease on your front wheel, don't over-tighten it, because it will still spin even though it's over-tightened. So just keep that in mind. That's how good the grease is. But you think about grease, these people are buying $1 or $2 tubes of greases. They don't stay in place long. They don't protect well. They don't keep the water out. You get another thing about a tube of grease is, for the average person, a tube of grease hangs around a little bit of time, too. If you've got one just for your lawnmower or your general maintenance in your vehicle, that tube of grease will hang around a little while. So people can, you know, remember AMSOIL. But if you look at a heavy-duty piece of equipment like a combine or a tractor or off-road equipment or even a semi, one tube of grease is usually for one application. And I know like a bulldozer will use a tube of grease every time you grease that thing. So they can actually go through quite a bit in off-road equipment when they do it. But, you know, compared to AMSOIL grease versus the conventional grease or competition, it's going to stay in place 3 to 5 times longer. So I just tell people, yes, it's $6 a tube, but your $2 a tube grease is actually probably more expensive than $6 because of the higher wear, the fact that it gets pound out, the fact that you're losing your protection, more dirt gets in there, more water can get in there. So with the AMSOIL grease, you're getting a better value, and you're not having to grease as often. You know, you might only have to grease every third day instead of every day if you're using your equipment on a regular basis. So those are some of the other products. I know we went a little bit over here tonight, but I just wanted to kind of go over the ones that I really kind of like and think that everybody should at least have some of those on hand. They should be able to, educate their customers, educate themselves on those products, and you'll be able to sell some of these extra or other products besides engine oil and transmission fluid to your customers. So anybody have any other questions before we get off here tonight?
Well, no questions, Mike, but I could tell you one thing. I took this information on this octane booster for the bikers, because I have two cycle shops, and I can see they're still struggling to get off the ground, and I already sent them an email about this, and I'll be calling them tomorrow.
Well, good, Dave. And if they can put that up near the counter, if you can get them to do that, it has a real attractive box that it comes in, and it talks about it. So you've got the little bottles, and it's got a real nice display box you can put it in. If you get to put them by the counter, that'll at least let them know that, hey, we're carrying Amsoil, so that, you know, they don't typically put all their oils right up at the front counter. But this motorcycle octane boost, especially summertime with the high heat and everything, or people getting ready to take trips and they don't know the type of gas that they're going to be able to use, and, you know, sometimes you get stuck out there. I'm a motorcycle, so I know. I've got my gas station that I use, and I know where the gas comes from, and I know it's ethanol-free, and it's all the good octane that I like. But if I'm going to ride, it's 300 or 400 miles, I'm going to have to get a couple tanks of gas. I'm going to want to carry something. I might have to use a crappy ethanol gas. I might have to use some other off-brand gas, because that's the only gas station around. You get out here in Tennessee, out in the hills and the hollers, and you got one station, and it's no-name gas. You don't know how long that gas has been in there. You don't know what it's done. It's really kind of freaks you out, you know. So,
that octane boost.
Yeah.
Now, I got a question about This is Jim Sabatini.
Hey, Jim.
I got a question about the grease. Now,
I've used
a bunch of grease throughout my industry. And have you guys ever come across grease called Slam?
I have heard of that one.
It's called Slam. Now, when you take the grease and you put it between your thumb and your finger, your index finger, and you stretch that grease, you know how it kind of like breaks away, like when you get out about 2-3 inches apart?
Yeah.
Well, this stuff is like, it's like glue.
Okay.
And
that sounds a lot like, if you haven't watched that video with the synthetic polymeric grease that we have, that's the same type of technology. It uses calcium sulfate thickener, and along with a synthetic polymeric technology, which it means it's polymers, and polymers have an affinity for each other, so they want to stick together.
Right.
You can get a pretty long string of grease in between two fingers on that. But go on the dealer zone and watch that video, and you'll see how it works. I'm not familiar with that brand, but it sounds like it's a similar type of application what we have there. So.
Well, it is. It's similar, but it kind of, when we get to the wintertime, it kind of clumps up and gets, you know, a little icky. And my question was, if you guys heard of it in relationship to the grease of Amsoil.
Well, we have two different NLGI grades. We have a number 2 and then a number 1. And then the number 1 is for the wintertime application. It will pump down to a colder temperature than the standard number 2 grease. So,
all right, now how about the 00?
The 00?
Your auto loop setup, because I'm getting ready to sign up a local lawnmowers and track, John Deere track. They sell John Deere.
Yeah.
And I'm getting him ready to come on board with us, you know, Amsoil. And I've been kind of, you know, educating myself on all the products and stuff like that. And he's ready to go. I just wanted to get some more information on this grease and his 00, because he's got some machines that they use 00.
Okay, well, our product, if it calls for 00 grease, and a 00 grease is really, it is more like a, it's really thin. It's almost like a really thick gear lube, you know.
Right,
gear,
for your
gear lube applications, yeah.
For your auto lube.
Yeah. It's got a high viscosity ISO 460 synthetic base oil and an additive package. It will perform as advertised. I can tell you that. So.
Gotcha. All right, I got another question. If I get this lawnmower guy on board here now, does he have to go ahead and use the flush to get all of his equipment to get into the Amsoil?
Well, it's recommended if they have a lot of hours on something and they don't, if it has questionable service history or they've been using inferior products, Well, I mean, I understand that, but if people aren't servicing their equipment properly, you know, you just can't hurt if they do it. You know, it's not going to hurt anything. It's only going to help by giving it a clean, because Amsoil is a high detergent oil. You can put Amsoil on your hands with dirty hands and just rub the, you know, new oil on there. It will clean your hands. I mean, that's how much it gets.
Yeah,
and
I know.
And,
I actually did mine, and I was like, oh, man, it's just like hand cleaning.
That's right, yeah. So it's going to clean your engine already. You just want to be able to start out with clean oil. So doing an engine flush before you switch over to the AMSOIL product is going to give that AMSOIL the best advantage to start out right, you know, and
yeah.
really help that equipment get changed over there. So,
all right,
I'd recommend it. I recommend it. I've never heard anybody have any trouble with this product. You can go watch, like I said, the webinar in the dealer training area, and they'll have a presentation on talk about that. It works
gotcha.
Great transmissions too. So.
Right.
Now, it's a waterproofer and a dirtproofer. Isn't that correct, or did I misinterpret that?
What's that?
The grease. The grease.
The grease?
Yes.
No, it's water. It's pretty much waterproof, yeah.
Well, I mean, there's some extra to the product, you know. I mean, we know what water does when it gets between a joint.
Yeah.
You know, especially a high-pressure bearing or something like that. I got these street sweepers that I used the slam on. I have one that's a manual grease. I have another one that's an auto loop setup, and I got some fire trucks that are on an auto loop setup, and I'm going to get ready to switch them on over, you know. And we run these sweepers, obviously anything above 32 degrees, but our fire trucks are running that stuff, you know, year round. So that's why
yeah.
I'm kind of asking about that grease and that question field there. But I got
And the AMSOIL, that polymeric grease for the number one actually goes down to 0 degrees. So it says recommended for 0 degrees and up. So, and if it's over 40, then you can go to the number two grease. So
number two,
that's
right.
What they're recommending for that. So
all right, I got kind of another question off the wall here. I got a guy at a local auto parts store who does not have a computer. He's computer illiterate. I got a more or less. I mean, this might sound stupid, but I got to sign him up. He wants to get on board, but I got to do it the old-fashioned way.
Hey, the old-fashioned way still works, luckily, with our company. You know, we've got all the paper that you can print off and carry it in. All of our orders you can do either by fax or by telephone. So there's no problems with doing it the old-fashioned way. I do the old-fashioned way several times a week, so it works.
Okay. So there is an order form that I can print off for him?
Yeah. It'll come in for a retail on the shelf account. There's an order form there, or you can print them off yourself and just carry them. And if he wants to fax them, and obviously you can do the fax method that works. But I typically just call them in, you know, and place the orders that way. That's the quickest and easiest way for me to do it. So.
Would it be do it because he wanted, you know, he wanted to obviously make a little money on it, so I was thinking maybe sign him up on a preferred side. But he's got no way of signing up, you know.
Oh, yeah. We've got all the paper. We've got all the paper. If he wants to be a dealer, there's a G18C, you can print that off and take it over there. So that's not a big deal.
Okay.
Get with me offline or whoever your sponsor is and just get with them and they'll show you how to do that. Okay?
Yeah, I'll get with Dave on that and see what's
okay.
Shit.
Yeah, we'll help you out. So, well, I appreciate everybody calling in tonight with that. We're going a little bit over, but I think it was a good call tonight. Appreciate all the great questions, and appreciate everybody telling us about their other products that they enjoy. I hope it helped everybody out tonight. And with that, everybody have a great night, and go sell more AMSOIL. Night.
Let's talk about a grand sometime, Mike. I got guys out here that might think about